Welcome back, guys, to this segment of the podcast called The Movie Box. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, my name is Priscilla, your host for this podcast. This is what I do on the podcast. I read stories from talented writers, give some take-home idioms, and talk about movies that I enjoy watching. This episode has been solely dedicated to the movie, so why don't you sit back, relax, and enjoy listening? If you're an old listener, welcome back to this episode, and I really appreciate your return. Enjoy listening. So today on The Movie Box, we talk about Tyler Perry's A Fall from Grace. Yes, A Fall from Grace. This movie really trended during the time that it was released. It was basically everywhere. Everyone you know, I'm sure, must have watched this during the time. A Fall from Grace is an American dramatic thriller which was released on the 17th of January 2020, with the running time being 120 minutes, that is 2 hours. I know by now a lot of you must have watched this. So please note, there are quite a number of spoilers in here. If you've not yet watched it, there are spoilers, so please take note once again. If you're a fan of Tyler Perry's movies, you would realize that his movies are sometimes easier to predict, thus in a way. His movies mostly centers on a black angry woman who has been wronged by a dark-skinned black man. You just take a look at Acrimony. I'll talk about this movie later in one of the, you know, episodes. Yep. A Fall from Grace was written and directed by Tyler Perry. Oh, and guess what? The movie was made in 5 days. Hey, like what? How? I mean, why? I don't know much about producing a movie and what goes into it, but one thing I know is that even a layperson like myself would definitely know that a full-length feature film cannot be made within 5 days, even a short film, unless of course I'm wrong. I mean, you would certainly change locations, take breaks, and other necessary stuffs, you know, needed for the shoot to run smoothly. And also, from my research, a full-length feature film can take up to 3 months to shoot. This shows that, you know, the making of the movie was quite rushed, but still, we will watch, even if he brings another one which is rushed. Now, let's quickly move on to the movie and some few things that happened in there. For the next 2 hours, we watch a woman called Grace Waters, played by Crystal Fox, who has been indicted for murdering her husband, Shannon DeLong, played by Micah Brooks, and she's been defended by her rookie lawyer, Jasmine Bryant, played by Brescia Webb, who believes that from the story she's told by Grace, that there could be a shocking and hidden truth behind the murder and seeks to uncover it. You know, Jasmine, in a way, is actually forced by her boss, Rory, played by Tyler Perry, to accept the plea deal taken by Grace Waters after she admitted her guilt, since the evidence against her kinda, you know, seemed overwhelming. Now, why the plea deal? Jasmine believed that Grace was trying to settle the case quickly to spare her best friend, Sarah Miller, played by Felicia Rashad, and Grace's son, Malcolm Waters, played by Walter Fauntleroy, from prosecution for aiding the murder. The central theme of the movie is women abuse, should I put it that way? But yeah, specifically the harsh treatment of vulnerable older women. You know, Shannon and Sarah, you know, saw Grace as someone they could simply target, use, and most probably exploit her of all her wealth. However, they learned that, well, this isn't the case, and that Grace is one good fighter who was ready to defend herself and whatever she was about. Sarah was also seen to see older women as vulnerable and weak, and that was why she targeted them, took their wealth, and held them hostage for their social security. As the movie progressed, you know, we saw all these in there. So let's take a quick look at how the movie began. So the movie started abruptly with a distraught elderly woman who falls to her death from a rooftop, with the police unable to convince her not to fall. As the movie unveiled, we saw one elderly woman called Alice, played by Cicely Tyson, may her soul rest in peace, who's trying to escape from Sarah's house but was stopped by Jasmine. Alice further went on to explain that the elderly woman who fell to her death was also a victim to Shannon and Sarah's corner. However, in her case, she was a photographer whose work was stolen. The art that were displayed, you know, at the art gallery were actually hers. We also learned that Grace was never really loved by her husband and supposed best friend, and that she was just one of their many schemes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't know until recently that the movie actually received such heavy backlash from people. Hey, wherever I looked, people were basically unpleasantly criticizing the movie. Most reviews talked about the many flaws that existed in the movie. It seemed, you know, they were all for some sort of perfection but couldn't get it. Before we look at some of the critiques by the internet, let's talk about the pros. So the pros, we have the plot twist. Later in the movie, Shannon, Grace's husband, was seen as being a con artist, which was the first twist. The second twist was Shannon being alive, and he was actually hiding in Sarah's home. And that was quite expected considering that nobody was found and the turn of events as the movie progressed. The major twist are Sarah being Shannon's mother and she being a con artist as well. And I would say that one was just so unexpected, at least on my part. I never really expected that to, you know, happen. I also believe the actors and actresses executed their roles, you know, the best way possible. There are actually a lot of lessons to be learned from this. Let's just take two of them. Get to know people well before giving them a chance into your life. That was Grace's mistake. She allowed Shannon into her life way too quickly. Just within 2 days of knowing Shannon, he was already in her head, on his way to her heart. Hey, Adey. Anyway, he crept way too early into her heart such that she was willing to give anything just to have him. I guess it was just, you know, desperation at work. Her ex-husband, we were made to understand in the movie, had left her to marry his secretary, and for years, she hadn't felt the way, you know, Shannon was making her feel, and as a result, the rush decision. But anyway, never let anyone into your life out of desperation. That's one mistake you should never do, okay? Take note of the red flags. So about 40 minutes into the movie, we see Shannon asking Grace about her house and what's inside. Why on earth would you ask somebody what's inside your house? Ah, for what reason? It shows the person is just interested in the good things you can provide. I mean, if you didn't care what's inside my house, why would you even ask? Anyway, now let's move on to the critiques. That's what the internet is saying. So one person said the show was uneven. Was the show really uneven? Personally, I would say no. I couldn't see any unevenness. I feel the flow of events were natural, you know, one thing after the other. I think they were just all good, yeah. Inconsistent delivery. I think the sequence of events was actually on point. I mean, the twists and turns did justice to the movie. Because I don't know what else, but I mean, they actually did what they were supposed to do. Oh, the wigs. Shannon's wig in particular looked quite hilarious. I mean, I didn't take notes until I saw the bad reviews on the wigs. So I watched the whole movie again, and indeed, it looked funny in a way. Grace's wig didn't do her well. So for this critique, I think they are actually right. Tyler Perry's role as Jasmine's boss was unrealistic. Thus, he was always discouraging and bringing her down instead of encouraging her. Is this really an unrealistic event? Definitely not. This is one thing, you know, people experience every day in their workplaces. I mean, if you're lucky, maybe you didn't get, you know, bosses like these, but most of the times, quite a number of people go through, you know, these kind of whatever it is. Yeah. Now let's talk about some errors that were pointed out by the critics. One is when Grace realized that Shannon was not lying beside her. She wears her slippers and his downstairs. When she was descending the stairs, We noticed she was not wearing the slippers anymore. They also talked about the fact that an extra was drinking from an empty cup and a lot more. I mean, these errors were expected considering the number of days the movie was shot. But anyway, can we just look beyond, you know, these errors and concentrate primarily on the, you know, message being portrayed? After all, that is the most crucial thing, the message, right? Now let's talk about the end. So we see Sarah Miller, whose name was later revealed to be Betty Mills, hired in a different place where she claims to take care of the elderly. We see her asking about Liu Ann, the woman she's to take care of, where she worked and her position at the workplace. Horn at loading. Now, my general perception about the movie. I believe it was convincing, gripping, and top-notch as well. I would definitely give it 5 stars because me, the first time that I watched it, I knew that this is good. This movie is good. Thus, if you look beyond all these, you know, mistakes, flaws, whatever it is, if you look beyond them, you'd realize that the movie is good. And I would highly recommend it if you've not yet watched it. Forget about the spoilers and just give it a go. I know you would enjoy it as much as I did. This is just a reminder. Please subscribe or follow on Apple Podcast. That is if you're using an Apple phone. Rate the podcast and leave a review. If you use Google Podcast, I would be glad if you could hit the subscribe button. If you use Spotify or Jam 8 FM, you simply have to create an account and follow. If you're listening to this podcast on Breaker, you can subscribe, like, and comment. For Anchor, all you have to do is play the episode. But before I go, I'd like to appreciate some people here on the podcast. I'd like to appreciate Emmanuel, Nancy, and Isaac. I really appreciate you guys so much for your support and encouragement. I mean, they always come at the right time when I need them the most. You guys are surely the real deal. But to all my listeners, know that I appreciate each and every single one of you. Now, why don't you connect with me on Instagram at itach_on_theboxdeals. Thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of The Movie Box. I hope you enjoyed it. See you all on the next episode.